I just got a little anxious for some reason.
Yeah, you started gyrating.
Yeah, I'm going to cool off for a bit.
Yeah, take your time. You were like emptying your pockets, and then you stuck your arms out to the side at 45 degree angles, pointing down, and started shaking them.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like a puppet whose controller is subpar.
Sure.
His first day on the job.
He doesn't know how to work the shoulders yet.
Hello and welcome to the 31st episode of the podcast, We're Gonna Stay Friends. The podcast that pits two friends behind microphones in the effort to maintain their friendship. And is it going well? Well, it's going 31 episodes well. Well, guess what? AJ is here in this intro for the first time. AJ, how does it feel to be here?
I'm super pumped to be here. This is awesome.
You didn't know I was doing this. This is off the cuff. Well, maybe you did know because I got a little anxious.
I didn't know why you got anxious. To be fair, it could have happened for any number of reasons that don't involve me. No, I'm not saying, I don't know. I don't know what you got going on. I felt very like, I was like taken aback when you started talking because it was like confident. It was loud. It was, you clearly had a plan of words you were saying. And yeah. I was like, what's happening right now?
That's
who is intro. This man sitting in front of me?
Yeah, that's not the podcast. That's intro, Jason.
different guy.
different times of day, different mindsets. AJ, I brought you here to explain a little gimmick we're going to do for the next two episodes. Only two, and here's why. The gimmick is we're going to do them both right now.
Two episodes right now?
Yeah.
How much time do I need to block out for this? I'm starting to feel like I didn't block out enough.
They'll be shorter. They'll be slightly shorter. I'm going to fix your levels because you're getting a little loud.
I am a little loud.
As is tradition. A two-parter, if you will. So, all I'm going to do at the end of this first episode, which is going to be at the same table, the second episode is going to be the same table, I'm going to ask you to cliffhang the podcast.
Oh, boy.
Instead of end it. To which you'll just tease up a topic that we'll talk about in the next episode. The listeners will hear it a week from now. I'll start and stop the recorder, and then we'll just start talking about it.
Okay.
So, hopefully you have a topic teed up. Maybe save that one. Maybe save a good one. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. But I'm just laying it out there, okay?
I love how many times, like, we communicate throughout the week a lot, and you could have totally communicated this to me at any time during the week, but I love that you chose to do it live. Just make me run with it.
Isn't it great?
It's fun.
Okay, so how do you feel now?
I feel good. I'm excited. I'm on an intro. Shout out to all the listeners who don't listen to this.
Thank you for listening. We don't know why you do.
Correct.
It baffles us. It really, truly does. I repeat that often, but the more I say it, the more meaningful it becomes in my mind. It baffles me.
I also would like to say, give us a review on whatever you listen to this with, and let us know why you listen to it. That'd be cool. That'd be helpful. That'd give us some feedback. Because currently, we get feedback from like four people a week via text message, two of which are related to me. Can't really take that too far. So I would love to get any other feedback.
AJ wants to be bashed by somebody outside of his family.
I did not say bashed. Please leave my feelings out of this.
All right, so I'm going to bring up one thing that we've talked about before. This is the last time I'm going to bring it up. Okay, one more time and then we'll put it to bed. Here's the backstory. So as I was writing the lineup to last week's podcast, episode 30, I wrote down the word heifer. Heifer. Can you proceed with the backstory on that?
Yeah, we were talking. I gave you a listening quiz, and part of the quiz was I asked you if a baby bull was in need of some loving, would he go to Papa Bull or Mama Bull? And you got it wrong.
I got it totally wrong, yeah.
But I also got that wrong when I took it, because there isn't a Mama Bull. If you're a bull, you're a dude.
So all this started is because of that listening test. I was confused that cattle... The female for cattle is cow, and the male is bull. And that just threw me. That the cows aren't both genders. All right, so...
I love how many minutes of your life you've lost to this now.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the kicker. So then your sister gave us some tips about...
Who is a veterinary technician who is in the know about animals.
Yes, gave like quality advice about how to say those words in the future correctly, which is don't use sire unless there's a calf around.
I feel like this has only crippled you further. Like, if you were on a ranch with cattle, you would be like,
I'm going to be overthinking it for
yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be like, that bull, wait, hold on. Is that calf with that bull? Is he the sire? And you're going to have like all of these really technical questions. And the guy running it is going to hate you.
Yeah.
You're going to be there in your like paisley button-ups.
It's going to be one day and he's like, can't do this again.
You are not
I will back. I will work all of your work tomorrow and in the rest of the month. Like, you're gone. Like, so here's what confused me, man. As I was writing it in the list, I was like, I better make sure that I spell it correctly. So I highlighted it and I right-clicked it to see if I looked up, and it turns out it was spelled correctly. Then I was like, well, maybe I look up the definition on this so I can better remember it. And here's what the definition says. Heifer. A young female cow that has not born a calf. That's what confused me. Why doesn't it just say cow?
I don't know. I don't know why this is so complicated. Who did this to us? Who named this this way?
So that's it. Let's put it to bed.
I'm never going to engage with you on how to name or refer to cattle ever again. This is your last opportunity. Say any final words.
I think I've said them all. I think other people's words have said them for me.
I agree.
I'm confused, but I feel validated. But I still know it's wrong. So that's where I'm at. So what's up? How are you?
I'm good, dude. How are you doing?
Good. Now I feel like a weight is off my shoulders after saying that.
I'm getting over a sore throat. Do I sound weird?
Not any weirder than normal.
Zing!
Burn!
Jason's up 2-0 on the burning charts.
I didn't know we were playing.
We always play.
Now that I know we're playing, get ready for more.
Are you competitive?
What? Well, whoever gave you that idea?
I don't know. You're right.
I'm only competitive about the things I know I can win.
I don't agree with that.
That was supposed to be funny because it's totally not true. You don't think I'm competitive?
I know you're competitive.
Yeah, okay.
We were playing. I have a good story about how competitive you are. We were playing bags in my side yard over here with a couple of friends. One of which I hadn't seen in quite some time. I think since my bachelor party, actually. And we were out there playing bags. And me and him were on the same side. And we were just chatting, just throwing. We weren't even really paying attention. And he was not good at bags. He doesn't play bags. So as soon as I'm playing games with someone who like doesn't care and isn't good. Like, he was only doing it because we were doing it, right? I just like stopped. And we're just sitting there throwing. And all of a sudden, Jason gets one in and
you
goes.
You play to the level of your competition is what you're saying? For those types of games.
It's not even the level of competition. It's like the level of people interested.
Effort.
Yeah. Like, if no one wants to take it seriously, I won't either. That's fine.
Sure.
But I made the mistake of not realizing Jason was taking it seriously the entire time. To the point that one went in and he goes, boom, 21. We win. And me and the guy next to me both go, what? And you're like, yep, we just won. And we've been playing forever like at this point. And I was like, I didn't even realize we were keeping score. Like, no one announced any scores for the longest time. And also, Jason claims victory as one goes in.
I got to take them when I can get them, you know?
We were both, me and the guy on our side of the board were like, okay, cool. And he was on your team and he didn't even know.
I like that game, I guess. I don't know what to say, man. So is this the first instance of a competitive nature, Jason?
No, this is the most recent instance. This happened July.
I feel like I can be cool, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I can be cool about it.
It wasn't like obnoxious, but I was just like, I had no idea we were still keeping score, and you clearly were still keeping score. I felt like it was a read the room moment for like both of us, because like I wasn't paying close enough attention to you to realize you were still taking it very seriously, and you weren't paying attention to us not taking it seriously.
Well, you were like however many feet away. I think the partner was keeping score with me.
I'm not, your guys' board was keeping score.
Okay.
Our board was keeping score.
You guys were the dead
weight. The disconnect was about 10 feet in the middle of us. There's something went up there that we both stopped paying attention on either side.
So I have a question for you. That might tie perfectly into something that's on the table right now. Take a gander. You don't have many options. It's not the water cup.
Okay. Let me just tell everyone what's on the table, I guess.
Sure, list it
no
up.
No one can see. My phone, my computer, your phone, your wallet, your headphones, your tea, two coasters, a rag, the lid that was on your tea as it was steeping.
Is this tedious, listeners? Let us know.
A candle, a candle cover, a Santa-faced dish, a countdown to Christmas, the wheel of things.
This is not the question I wanted, but I'm going to ask this one first. What do you put on that Santa dish?
Cookies.
Where are the cookies now?
It's not Christmas.
Why do you have the Christmas thing on the table before Christmas?
Because we're ramping up for Christmas.
Why don't you put cookies on the table because we're ramping up for Christmas?
Because that's how you do it, Jason. The cookies go out Christmas Eve for Santa.
Where were you? I don't know where I'm going with that.
I don't know either.
I just started feeling like I was interrogating you, so then I wanted to shine the light on and then get all bad.
Ask me hard questions.
Real question. The Wheel of Things. I found this interesting because I just edited the past two podcasts. Two ago is when you initiated it. The last one is when you got the actual physical wheel. My question to you, why did you choose to start this game when you did?
It came out of the nowhere. It came out of the ether into my mind. I acted quickly.
No. Not the impulse purchase. I'm talking about the wheel was coming, and we started the game without the wheel initially. Why did you choose to...
I was too excited about it. I couldn't wait. It was supposed to get in time for the first... Like, I was ready to get it and have it ready to go. I had all my topics on it, but it didn't end up getting here in time. I got delayed a day. So I was planning on doing it anyways, and then once it didn't get here,
couldn't
stop myself.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Do a wheel spin for me now.
Ooh, what was the last time you failed at something?
Do I have to describe what it was?
We were kind of going to talk about it, but I guess you don't have to.
Well, I can tell you the last time.
That's true. I guess you can just give me the time.
This morning, probably. Good chance. Yeah. Okay. This was a tough topic here. So...
You want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I was shooting some portraits for this family over the weekend.
Yep.
And this isn't probably a true failure, but it was a moment in which I failed to be as good as I should have been. Does that make sense? So like overall, I accomplished what I was doing.
Okay.
But I could have done it better. I was shooting some of the first pictures I took of them. I was at F4, which doesn't mean anything to anyone except essentially like the kids that I was focusing in on were very sharp. But as it moved out in the picture to the adults who were much taller than them, they weren't as sharp because of like the settings I chose to shoot at. And I know better than to do that. But I didn't do like a run through of my settings as I got there.
So why did you do it?
I didn't like check what settings I was at. I just grabbed my camera and started ripping them off.
Got it.
And then once like I got two or three poses deep, I realized what I was doing and then made adjustments. But I did some of the first poses that would have been really good are slightly soft pictures because of it, and it doesn't matter. They're still getting like 100 plus like really good photos, but it just like annoyed me when I was going through them and editing them and stuff. It was frustrating.
This isn't the one I was thinking of, but it just came to mind when I was first learning how to take photos just in general. This is way back. This is my dad is an avid photo taker, and he's got two cameras, and I think he needed to judge or something for this soccer game that my older brother was playing. So I got to take photos throughout the game. I didn't know how to do settings or anything. So essentially what I did was I just clicked the trigger, took photos. I thought I did a great job.
Foreshadowing.
The settings were on a certain manual. I must have bumped it or something. So everything was underexposed. So 75% of every image was just white. So there's nothing. It was unsalvageable. Anyways, that was my first foray into taking photos on my own.
How old were you?
I don't know. Middle school, maybe.
Too young to be trusted.
Okay. I can't think of a reason why you would trust someone of that age. Sure. I missed a wedding. That's the biggest, most recent thing that I failed at.
Elaborate, please.
Okay. So it was maybe an hour or two away. So I knew that I didn't even have to like rent a hotel or anything. I would just drive there, drive home, see the event. I wasn't like in the group or anything. I wasn't in the wedding party. So I would just see the event, say congratulations, watch the first dance, head out. I had a lot of stuff going on and I totally spaced on it. And I was helping coach during, this was a Saturday. So I was helping coach during the morning and then I was helping coach for a different club. And then I was just like, there was like maintenance admin stuff to get ready for a meet. So I was like setting up a meet. So essentially I stayed in the office a couple hours, which was well into it. So it was like start time. And as I was walking out, oh no, I freaked out. I was like, so I started rushing. I'm like, maybe I can make it. I don't have any of my gear, my tie, any of my suit or whatever. And it turned out to be like, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours away. So I wouldn't have made the ceremony and I would have probably gotten there right on time for the reception, maybe a little into it. So everybody would be sitting down and I chose not to take that route, but I could have. So not only did I miss the wedding, I chose not to proceed with getting there late. I just foregoed it entirely. And then I felt so bad. I bought two extra things on the registry immediately.
Like sitting in your car in the high school parking lot.
Yes, I did. And then here's a part of the story that you do know. That letter that I sent that went to...
Rachel's parents.
Yeah. That was a letter of apology to them. I got the wrong address.
You really botched this one?
Yeah, hard. So I botched that. So they both came in at the same time. So I got two letters pretty much at the same time. One of them was like a save the date from you. One of them was from them. I put them together and somehow, some way, I put the wrong card in the wrong envelope and I threw the other one away, threw the other envelope away. So I was like, okay, cool. I can at least write a letter of apology to them. And I wanted to make it handwritten because I didn't want to like email and make them think that, have them feel like they, any kind of response was expected. Writing a letter would be like, okay, this was just to you. Like, there's no easy reply. If you really want to respond, you know, that's up to you. But I don't want to make it like, I didn't want to set any expectation from me. So I wrote that letter. I probably spent 30 minutes on it. Probably one of the most honest letters I've written my entire life. Sealed up the envelope, wrote the address, licked that stamp, or I licked the envelope, stick the stamp on. Send it out. I'm like, I'm done. I've done all I could. I messed this one up, but I addressed it. I acknowledged it. And then 2 days later, I get a text from Rachel. He's be like, hey, did you mean to send this? And then I immediately, like 10 minutes later, I get a text from you. Hey, did you mean to send this? Like, and I felt awful. That is one of the dumbest things I could do. Like,
it makes sense. Because you were like so determined to like make this right that the easy part was filling out the address, right? Like that's the easy part. But like all of the letter and everything going up to them, like figuring out what to say, probably really had you like thinking hard and stressed out. So you just saw the address that, you know, the say the date was in or whatever, and you didn't think twice, you know?
Nope.
You just wrote it out to get the letter going. That makes sense.
My gut told
that,
me.
You telling me that story puts that into perspective for me because the first time you told me,
yeah,
like how you sent this to her parents, you were like, I just screwed up the addresses. And I was like, in Bettendorf? Like, like, okay, whatever. like you were trying to send it to like a completely different city and you like wrote Bettendorf and didn't notice it. And I was like, whatever, that's fine. This puts it into perspective, which at least makes me feel better.
I'm glad I could do something for you today.
Can I make you feel better about missing the wedding?
Sure.
Don't feel bad. It, like, we at our reception here, we had like I think 5 or 6 people no show. It just happens. It's one of those things. Stuff comes up, people understand.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you did, like, those people that no showed at our wedding didn't say a word to us. We didn't get a letter. I didn't even get a text. So, you know, good for you.
Thanks for making me feel better, but I didn't finish the story.
Oh boy. There's more.
You're going to be eating those words in a moment.
Oh, no. Okay, keep going.
So the letter got returned to me. Okay, that's a bit of a misstep, but I think I can handle this.
Wait, returned from me, you mean?
Yeah, you guys returned it. Right. Yeah, so it received, and you're like, hey, do you want this? I'm like, yeah, I should take this and, you know, actually put it in the right place. So you handed it off to me. I'm going to pin this to the fridge. I immediately go up to my computer, try to log into their wedding registry thing to get the address, because there's no other way for me to get the address. It's password protected. I forgot the password. I can't get in. I can't get the address, and I don't want to email them. So I spent a couple days ruminating on it, and then I forgot about it. And then periodically, I see the letter on the fridge, and I'm like, I just feel worse and worse now. There's almost a point of no return, you know? But also, that's just my head, because there's always a point of return here. Just fess up, handle it. Finally, I got the address because they sent me a thank you for the...
Oh, boy.
The gift that... The gifts I bought them out of regret and pain and shame. So I can send them a letter now.
So you're going to do that today?
Yeah.
Can you come back on the podcast and let us know when you send it?
So that's a big thing on my shoulders. And guess what? I told you a story that immediately happened after that, too. So all that happened. And I remember that time that I tried to cancel the membership to the gym.
That was, whoa, you had a doozy of events.
That's right in the coattails off of that. I was that flustered in that scenario because of this prolonged event. So there's a little insight into Jason's old noggin there.
I feel like a lot of little things can derail your day.
Can derail my day?
Yeah, just like if enough little things happen to you, like your next big thing will go worse because of it, you know?
It's just, I do have a tendency, and I'm learning how to handle this. The trip actually helped me figure this out a little more, is just like letting go of some of the energy that I'm just holding inside. Like, no one's given it to me. And there's like some stuff, you know, some interactions that kind of tighten your, ratchet you up a little bit. And there are times where I hold on to that. And it just ratchets up some more, And I forget, like, that I'm so wound up. And then I kind of, like, blow up on stupid stuff. Like, maybe a couple episodes ago, setting that thing up, I was a little wound up. Yelled at an inanimate object. Who's, you know?
Cursed it out.
Okay. So, yeah. Therapy session over. Let's move on.
Last night. If you look at that wall over there, do you see that nice hole in the drywall?
No, I'm going to stand up and examine it. I can kind of see it. It looks not good.
Well, I mean, this is the drywall peeled off, like the actual
bummer,
like clay portion or whatever. So we were hanging some wedding photos I've been printing and framing this last week.
So you're just going to like leave a photo, picture frame up there when you leave, right?
No, okay. No. Let me tell you the story. Okay. So last night we decided to do this at 10 o'clock at night. And so I hang the first heavy one, and it's like slightly off. It's not level. Like one end's a little bit lower. So I'm like deciding if I want to like adjust it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll adjust it. And I go to peel the, we're using those like 3M sticky wall. You know what I'm talking about? Those
yep.
like strips. And they're supposed to be wall safe.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they were so deep in the back of the frame, I couldn't actually get to it to peel it.
So you had to yank the frame off and everything.
Didn't have to yank it, but I was like trying to peel it slowly, but the frame is big and had a lot of torque. Yeah. And took off a piece of that wall. And I got so infuriated at that. I was like shaking the frame and I wanted to like crack it over my knee. And I was just like pissed. And like just shut everything down. I put everything away. I put the couch back. I just completely, I'm like, I'm done. I'm
not. Where did you go?
To bed. It's like, I can't do this. I like got in bed. I like sat there for like a couple minutes. I wasn't even talking to Rachel anymore because I just knew I was so mad. Like I wasn't going to say anything nice. And then like she got in bed and she was like, are you mad? And I was like, I just looked at her and she's like, okay. She's like, it's going to be fine. And I was like, I know. And I had to like, bring myself back down because I was just so amped up.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to research how to fix drywall and went to Home Depot this morning. And as soon as you leave, I'm going to get to work.
How hard is it?
Not. I just had to buy some putty, basically. And I'm going to tape it off, sand it up, smear it on. The hardest part is going to be telling the landlord I messed her wall up and I need the paint color to fix it. I don't want to do that. But
you don't want to ask him?
No.
There, I heard some tricks. Like, it's not going to work for that. But like nails, nail holes, you could just like put toothpaste in it and like scrub it. I feel like that's a real low budget way to handle.
I guess that'd work. Well, what I'm worried about is like all of these things hanging around us here are all taped up.
Oh.
That same way. So I bought the bucket of putty in the event that I was planning on fixing all the nail holes. We only have a couple. That mirror is held up by nails. A couple other things. So I was going to fix all those anyways. So I was going to end up needing to ask her for the paint color no matter what. But now I'm thinking I might need to take those down earlier than I was planning on before we moved to really give myself some time.
Yeah, good call about getting that huge bucket, huh?
Well, it was the only size I sold it in. Otherwise, I had to get a different thing that my dad told me wouldn't have worked as well. But it would have been a smaller tub. But the price difference was like $2. I was super annoyed. You can get like this little one for $4, or you can get one that I can fix every hole in this building for like $6.
It's definitely by design, huh?
Yeah, it's super annoying.
They want you to buy the small one because you're thinking, oh, well, this is enough for this one thing I'm doing. And then you got to go back and get it again. Yeah.
Then you buy the big one the second time because you know better.
And then you'll have way more than you'll ever use in your entire life. I imagine you're going to be taking notes when you do this, huh? Remember the right way?
No, it's pretty easy.
Well, I don't know how to do it.
Oh, God. Jason falls silent, stares at his computer. His eyes light up. He looks at me, side-eyed, smiling, grinning, if you will. What do you got?
Thanks for this Spider-Man cup, by the way. This is my favorite mug that you have handed me with tea in it. What a way to say that. But I finished it. The sentence ended.
I'm glad you like the mug. That's one of my favorite mugs.
It's really cool.
It's also a giant volume of liquid.
How's your podcast project going?
What?
Huh? Your podcast project.
Okay, I'm going to say this again. What?
I know how it's going because we haven't done anything with it. The portraits of us.
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to text you. Yes, I didn't. I don't know why I didn't.
Superimposed over scenery.
It crossed my mind to text you that we were going to do that. I don't know why I didn't end up doing it.
We should do it.
I was going to take a headshot this week anyway, so I was just going to say we should do it at the same time.
Oh, when are you taking that?
After Thanksgiving, probably like Friday or Saturday. Oh, so one of those days.
Well, I'm not going to be here.
No.
Unfortunately.
When you come back.
Cliffhanger. I cut back next week. I did a cliffhanger. How about you do one?
Is it a cliffhanger if you just yell it and then finish your sentence anyways? Because I don't think so. So Jason's going to be gone next week or later this week, I should say. And the reason he's going to be gone is for Thanksgiving. However, I was curious, Jason, because you seemed really stressed out last week about your first attempt at making a turkey. And we'll get back to that story after this word from our sponsors.
Well done. Well done. And there you have it. The end of the podcast. Hi. How are you, listener? Did you enjoy this episode? How was that intro with AJ? It was his first time. How did he do? A lot of good little moments happened, didn't they? Ah, this is me reminiscing on that.
Heifer. The talking of competition, the wheel of things, talk of failure, and the hole in the drywall.
Weren't those great, those things that happened that we talked about? And then AJ brought up a topic to be discussed later, a particularly potentially juicy topic to be covered next week. That's a play on words because the topic is cooking a turkey, and to cook a turkey well, the result should be juicy. At least not dry. And the same juiciness to dryness scale can also be used to measure the quality of a story to which we'll be told about cooking a turkey. Yep. Bah. So stay tuned for that next week, the finish to that story. I already know how it results. because I told it. So yeah, if this is your exit tour podcast, this is the last time you listen to us, you know, I totally would get that. I totally would understand. I hope it's not, but you never know. Some people just don't like cliffhangers. I get that. And now for the end of the podcast. Goodbye.
Bing, bam, boom.
All recipes.